Hey, everybody. Before we get started, I want to put a spotlight on one of my favorite weekly listens. This is one of my favorite podcasts right now. The Three Jams and Players, we have a great story with memorable NPCs, a unique world, and absolutely wonderful characters that are just a hoot and a half to hear. I won't go on too much because they can explain it better, but they really are a treat and you should add them to your playlists.
Are you looking for your next adventure to get lost in? Do you enjoy dark fantasy, horror, slice of life? Are your favorite tropes filled with tragic backstories and a found family comprised of a snarky lesbian, a morally gray grump, and a sunshine character? Then look no further. Tune in to Tales of Three and follow the adventures of three unlucky strangers whose fates collide when they accidentally stumble upon a plot to destroy the world as they know it. Throw in some forbidden magic, a slow burn romance, hidden identities, and some devastatingly beautiful baddies who will stop at nothing to keep our trio apart. Mix it all up, and we've got your next obsession. Tales of Three, a Rainbow Dice Club production, is an all-queer, Dungeons & Dragons-based podcast that airs on Fridays. Find us at Rainbow Dice Club on most socials and at Tales of Three wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, and now we start the show. Hey everybody, this is Jeff, your GM and narrator, and we have another great day off episode for you, this time with Keegan.
Hello!
But before we get started, let's get them lightsaber checks. Marshall.
Alright, this is Marshall. I'm playing as Keegan, and I rolled, let's just type this in here because I don't have roll 20 up, I rolled a 5.
Alrighty, so we're at the Umbrison Estate. Lucius has already left with Matilda. Fors has also taken off into the city, as well as Dosh. Oswald seems to be engaged here, hanging out with Jasper and talking to people around town. But what are you up to?
What vehicles are at the house?
Fors took the motorcycle, so there's still the monster truck. There's the fancy vehicle. You still have the wrecker.
Well, if the wrecker's still here, I'll take that with me. I gotta go pick up my dad from the airport if he got on the plane. So that'll be my next course of action is to, I guess, hop in the wrecker and head down to the Dust Banter airport.
Yeah, the Arferi district seems to be doing well as you get in the vehicle and begin heading south. You'll see the construction is coming along nicely. People are out and about working together, and kind of a general overall vibe has shifted from what felt more survivalist to more communal.
Great to hear. Are the fences still up at the estate, or are they coming down?
They're still up currently, though portion of them have been taken out to give access to vehicles to get to the well and to start for the construction that's happening around the well.
All right, then I will wave to the people I see as I head towards the highway and make my way.
Yeah, though partially overcast, it's kind of a nice day out here, moving from the Arferi district into Dusk Banter. It's a few hour drive to get down to the airport. You'll pass under billboards and lights, people driving by quickly as they go about their day. You will see, of course, one of the billboards does say that the Secrets of McKeith Casino grand opening has happened a couple days ago. So you can see the lights of the casino near the airport as you're heading that direction.
We are not stopping there. But yeah, I will head to find either a parking spot or a pickup lane, pickup area, and message my dad, see if he's actually on the plane, because I've been avoiding that at the moment.
You'll get the beep on your phone as he lets you know that he's getting his bag and he'll meet you out front.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
Amongst the crowds of Illican moving by, halflings greeting each other. You know, the standard airport feel of people coming to and fro, making it both organized yet chaotic. You'll see your father. It looks like he's had better days. Eyes are sunken a bit, a little bit tired. The stubble that in his youth might have been charming, right now just kind of looks like he's given up. You can see on his arm, and a little bit on his neck, a yellow, if not almost goldish hue to his olive skin. Keys! Hey!
Hey, Pops.
Hey, how's it going? Well, he'll put his arms out for a hug. He's just got a backpack with him.
I'll hesitate for a second and then bring him in for a hug.
Leather jacket, old crumpled jeans that have the stains of food that's been wiped off at the pockets. But a set of sturdy boots and good to see you. What a crazy ride.
Yeah, how was the flight?
Oh, it was fun. I was sitting up top, watching the sun go about. Well, I haven't been on too many air rides before, but it was really pretty. It was nice.
Yeah? You didn't take a plane to Golden?
No. I went through the gate they have.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. They'd have a gate.
Yeah, I took the planar gate out of Avia.
Very nice. How are you feeling?
You know, good. It's been a wild time here, but hey, you know what? That's over with, and I feel like I'm ready to make some changes here. So you can see that he's a little bit nervous as he kind of looks over at the bright lights of the casino near the airport. So, yeah, buddy, where are you working these days?
Actually, I am currently working for Amon.
Are you in the Amon gear?
No, I'm not. I should say that. I'm not in the Amon gear at the moment. I might have the blue speed suit on under the hoodie.
Okay.
Just because it's like a one piece. But I'm not fully decked out in the armor. So I got the blue speed suit on. I got my hoodie and probably my jacket on over that. I'm not fully armed and decked out.
Okay. Do you have any weapons on you?
I got my pistol under my jacket, and I got the rest in the car, in the wrecker at the moment. I probably got my knuckles in my pocket too.
Cool. Well, yeah, let's show me around. Let's see this big city. I've never been to Duskvanter. This is big.
It's an exciting city. It is big. A lot bigger and more, I guess, city-ified than what we're used to. I don't know. Get in the car.
Help hop in, buckle up, and oh, cool. Is this your work car?
Company vehicle. We do retrieving.
Okay, like finding lost people or wreckages or
finding lost people, finding lost finances. If somebody's looking to get something, we're the ones you call to kind of track it down and find it.
Okay, all right, that's cool.
I'm sure he's met many people like me in the past.
Yeah, no, he kind of nods along and. Oh, what's this lever do?
Oh, that is that's an added feature. Is it moving yet?
Up to you. Yeah, if you're pulling out of the airport, heading on back onto the freeway, or yeah.
Yeah. I'll get us into a good position. Like, go ahead and pull it. You're strapped in, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just more fun. Pull it.
All right, he'll pull at it, and what the door will open and start to slide the seat out.
Yeah.
And he'll grab on, of course, both hands on the chair. And, oh, my God.
It's a gunner chair.
His hair is thinning, but he still has enough to pull it into a decent kind of ponytail. And so, oh, wow, crazy. You'll see a gang of gabos will come drive by laughing, drinking beer bottles as they'll cheers and yell at your dad for a moment as they swerve around him.
If he doesn't do it, I'll hit the lever and bring it back in.
Yeah, he'll be enjoying himself enough that, yeah, when you pull it back in, he'll like, wow. So how often do you get to do that? I bet you're driving most of the time.
I'm driving quite a bit of the time. Boss Lucius likes to drive too. He thinks he's really good at it.
Oh, fun. Is that your boss, huh?
Yeah, we started out a smaller company, Bold Requisitions, and recently partnered up with Amon. So now we're Amon Requisitions.
Look at you, you're moving up quick.
Yeah, it's been a good move for me.
Well, that's great. That's really great to hear, Keys.
Thanks, Pops.
So yeah, where are we off to? But he's looking out the window and airships are flying above as you guys are leaving the airport area. But he's seeing the big skyscrapers that put anything in a Via to shame. And the expanse of the urban crawl that seems to go out in all directions. Not a lot of green here, though, buddy.
No, not much green in this area. Up north a little bit, we've got some more mountainous forest areas. As well as the spider forest, which I haven't gotten a chance to get into really deep.
Oh, fun. Spider forest. Well, I mean, am I thinking? And he'll kind of put his hands, what, size of a poodle, a little bit smaller, like kind of what we have at home, or smaller?
Some that big, some quite a bit bigger.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, they've got bus-sized ones in there.
Oh goodness. Well, I mean, I guess what we got Star Children back at home, so I guess something's got to be out here, right?
Yeah, true.
Oh, hey, he'll pull out a snow globe, from Golden. I got your thing.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, it's got a sticky bottom. We can put on your dash.
Nice. Yeah, I'll grab it, kind of shake it, hold it so we can peel the bottom off.
Instead of snowflakes, it's basically a bunch of poker chips that all fall around a slot machine.
That's awesome. But yeah, we'll stick it right on the dash. Yeah, Lucius didn't mind.
All right, well, I don't have too much scratch on me, but we can stop and get some food somewhere if you're hungry.
Let's get some food. How far are we from Goodberries?
Probably another couple hours.
Okay. Well, let's stop at a Gravity Euro. If that sounds good to you.
Sure, I've never had it. Foreign food sounds fun.
Awesome. I'll look for a Gravity Euro or I don't think we have Yo-Burgers over here yet. So yeah, I'll look for a Gravity Euros.
Yeah, cruising into the actual city, it won't be hard to find one.
Okay.
You'll be able to find some easy parking in the middle of the day here and head in. Your father will... Oh, geez, what do you recommend?
I usually get the Deluxe Supreme with tots.
All right, let's get two of those.
Oh, and then does they get a fountain drink too? Punch Junction Elite.
I'll put three different soda flavors into his cup. Take a sip, and wow, that is sugary.
Yeah, they're getting sweeter.
Well, yeah, and he'll take a bite. You can tell it doesn't quite hit his palate right. He's kind of like got that. Oh man, that is that's meaty.
Yeah, they got hot sauce if you want it.
Oh yes, please, yes. And he'll definitely grab the bottle, unscrew the top, and kind of pour it on pretty liberally.
So how is it getting out of Golden?
I mean, you know, you win some, you lose some. They finally told me that my coupon or my gift or whatever ran out because they explained that I was I'd overstayed my time and they were putting me on a temporary leave from their casino. So perfect timing. Glad you reached out.
Yeah, I seemed like a good time. I just had a feeling.
Yeah. Well, so you're really liking living over here, and you think you're gonna stay here? You think you're coming back?
I do like living over here. It's a nice area. I got some good people that I work with and made friends with. Might stay over here for a while longer. Not sure. I hadn't thought about going back for a while.
Hey, no judgment. It's nice to get out of there. I love Corlea, you know.
Yeah.
Been there most of my life, but God, I mean, it's kind of cool seeing some new sights.
Yeah, they things are different. I know here. I mean, Amon is a huge presence. We've heard about them. I mean, got a bank, but it's here. It's, you know how the military is a big focus over there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they kind of that's Amon here. They're the military and be all end all.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, you were always great at the military. No wonder why you're doing good here. You already got Amon to buy your business, and you're working with a team.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. It's going well. Pass that hot sauce, please.
Yeah, he'll slide over the half-empty bottle.
I won't put as much on, but I definitely will load it up.
He'll chuckle at seeing that, take a few bites of tots, and now these are good. These are fun.
Yeah, it's got some good food over here.
Well, what about you? Any special guys, special ladies? What?
No one at the moment.
Well, you got a good bar around here. We could have a beer.
I do know a good bar. There's a. Oh, I'm gonna say they're not a gang anymore, right? We're a club.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's a club I'm a part of. It's got a bar a little further in the town that we can go to. It's called Olden's.
Oh, nice! Free drinks
for you.
Nice. Yeah, he'll leave about half the euro on the plate, but we'll take the bag of tots.
I'll finish my euro.
When he sees you finish it, he'll he'll wrap it up and basically just shove the euro in his pocket.
Pocket euros or pocket tacos. I'll get it back to the wrecker and start headed towards Olden's.
All right, yeah. Are you going on the freeway or are you taking back roads?
We'll take back roads this time.
Okay. Yeah.
Give us little sights.
Yeah, like I say, you probably have about an hour and a half, a couple hours drive, and he's in good spirits. And yeah, if there's anything you guys want to talk about, he'll chat it up. And
yeah, see how it was going. See how. Actually, I was gonna see how it was before he ended up in the Kabuto Syndicate Casino. What he was up to before that last winning streak.
Oh, you know, I was doing odd jobs around town and helping people out. You know, I had to rely on the military a couple times to give me some temp work, give me some temp housing. Looks like the apartment complex I was at was getting paved to make way for some renovations. So, you know, living life a little bit more free these days. Bag on my back. Then, yeah, I just kind of lucked out. I was there in Avia and taking out a bit of money, and I was planning on spending it at one of the casinos there, and that's when I'd won a free ticket to Golden. All expenses paid trip. and got driven out to the gates. And Golden's a trip. Have you ever been there?
I haven't been to Golden yet.
Oh man, the districts, the food, it's a lot. It's very over the top, but you know, you can have fun.
Worth a visit then?
Yeah, I'd say there's quite a bit to see.
Ended up in Poldren at the end of last year, and Farthen. I just got back from there.
Oh, Farthen, that's great. Your mother always said that was a really neat place. She visited it while she was in the military.
Yeah, it was it was interesting. The time anomalies make it challenging.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard that. You get your bills for meals you haven't had yet, sort of thing.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I guess I'm going here.
Yeah, he'll point out, and whoa, what are those? As he'll point at one of the Amon Protectorate Division flying over the city.
Ah, that's a an Amon device. Helps protect, serve, watch, keep an eye on things. They're everywhere.
Feels a little creepy.
It can be. They can also be dead useful when you're trying to find something and you can hack them.
No. Oh, you get in a, you a constant user? You start working with computers now too?
Oh, no. I've got we got a guy on the team that does all of our computer constant stuff. I mean, I got myself a sliver now.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, I did. It was a headache for like the first day, and then I haven't had any issues with it since.
Yeah, I'm always I'm always losing my phone and picking up new ones. I should probably think about getting one of those someday.
Yeah, I know what you mean there. But I still got the handheld as well. They link, so might get it all set up internally, but we'll see. Just can't play Harvest Farm in your head.
Oh man, I stay away from those games. They're really addictive, you know?
Yeah, you should stay away from them.
Go ahead and give me a sense motive, Keegan.
All right, let's see. We are both awkward. there it is, sense motive. Oh man, I thought I actually had sense motive with Keegan. Okay. That's a 13. Not great, but not awful.
He seems a little nervous, but what do you expect, right?
Right. I did. Yeah. Maybe he's upset about the jab I gave him.
With a 13, he, like I say, he just seems a little off, but there's plenty to be off about.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
His eyes will go wide as you guys are at the edge of downtown, and you can see the giant holographic black dragon that spins around and a portion of the Dustblade Tower before breathing out a giant cloud of nanites and kind of an acidic cloud that spells out Ovanus by Jin. You know that to be one of the super high-end restaurants.
Yeah.
Used by the high-up executives of Amon. He'll definitely... Wow! That's crazy. You ever been up there?
No, I have not been up there yet. We haven't been with Amon long. I haven't been able to get everywhere yet.
Do they let people go up to the top?
Maybe. You want to see if we can?
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down. I mean, of course, as long as it's not expensive.
I mean, if we're just walking around up there and I'm an employee, maybe.
Well, sure. Yeah, let's go.
How feasible does this sound?
I mean, Dustblade Tower is built as a somewhat of an attraction, right? Like it's...
Yeah. It's like the Empire State Building or something. You get to the top deck, right? Look around.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you probably can't get into some of these high-end restaurants, but...
Yeah, but we'll make our way where we need to go. Yeah, let's go. We'll take the break from Olden's and head toward the tower.
Yeah, approaching Dustblade Tower, going through the heart of downtown, approaching the massive Amon Ziggurat.
Yeah.
Oh man, those remind me of those pictures of the old Kenzai research stations they find out in the Vastwoods sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's... You say that, that might be kind of the inspiration. It does look similar, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's... That's kind of creepy, too. But you'll find a parking spot here at the base. As you guys get out of the car, a group of Amon bankers are laughing and celebrating here in this cloudy afternoon as they're talking about a deal they just signed. And let's go over to Shadow of the Ziggurat. Drinks are on me, boys! They'll walk by, and your dad will look around, and wow, this is, you can barely see the sun down here.
Yeah, depending on where it's at, it get pretty dark. That's why I got all these lights. Let's head on over to the entrance, see how far we can get.
Yeah, the automated doors will slide open as you walk into the mezzanine area. The feet on marble kind of sound as people are moving about. But it's not hard to find a info booth. And yeah, it looks like normally it's about 40 credits per person to take an elevator up to the top. With an employee discount, it's 20.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely use the employee discount. Got my employee ID.
Yeah, you'll swipe it through and it'll ding in that, welcome, Amon employee. Hegan Creek.
Hey, see? I am working.
Oh, nice.
We'll head over to the elevator and start making our way up.
Yeah, you guys will cram in there, and you can see there's a, what, an Illican thruple on a date, as they're all waiting to go up to the top as well. All of you crammed in an elevator. Your father definitely has that, like, oh, this feels weird. There's a lot of people in here, and you can feel that elevator pressure as you start to go up.
Yeah.
Once it starts to pass the usual height of, like, what would be a big building in Corlea, he's got that hands on the window, looking out the back of the elevator as it's going up the city and looking out over everything, and it's like, holy crap, Keys, this is crazy.
Yeah, probably the best view of the city up here. You can see it all.
But yeah, after about 5-minute ride, it'll ding as you enter into the inner cloister. Before you can see, there are stairwells that go up into a kind of a viewing room that at the top of the almost top of the tower here, that just has glass on all sides. So you can look out through the void glass and press on the glass. You can click on the building that you're kind of like looking at, and it'll bring up the information for it.
Awesome. Does it allow you to zoom as well?
Yeah, yeah.
as I make a gesture that no one can see.
Yeah, Mesa will... Wow, this is really impressive. And you work here. That's great.
Is this the building I work in?
No, you work at the Ziggurat.
Okay, work at the Ziggurat, yeah. But yeah, I'll say, yeah, I work for the company. The Ziggurat over there is where my office is.
Oh, cool. Can we go check that out?
Yeah, we can check that out too. You can see some of my coworkers if they're there.
Oh, very cool. Mesa's in awe. He's doing that slow walk around the entire viewing area, clicking on things, looking out. He'll point out and, oh, that I'm seeing that green over there. Is that the spider forest?
Can we see that from here?
Yeah, just basically what a hint of it.
It's like, yeah, that's that over there is the spider forest. You can see a little, very little of it. Takes a few hours to get there from here. But how long do you plan to stay?
Oh, I mean, I guess as long as you'll have me. I don't know if there's a good place to crash around here or somewhere you'd recommend. You know, I probably need to get a... Don't want to bug you for everything, but I probably need to get a little bit of a little dough before I can afford a flight back.
I know where you're going. I mean, I could help get you back, but I could definitely hook you up with a place to stay, too.
Yeah, hey, let's not worry about that. Let's enjoy the day, and then we can talk it over some beers.
Okay.
Go to your club.
Yeah. That sounds good.
He'll pat you on the shoulder. Tell me about places. He'll kind of walk around this and ask, what's that over there? And what's going on over here?
I'll point out some places from up here that I recognize. It's the old Banter Support building in the area.
Yeah, it's a little hard to see from here because Banter Support was further north.
Okay.
Like you're pointing at Ballard from the Space Needle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So over that way is one of the first jobs I got when I got over here with Banter Support, but it wasn't a good fit for me. You know, sometimes it just doesn't work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. I mean, don't let yourself get tied down if it's not working, right?
Yeah. And then over there is Arturo's cart.
Maybe I'm just not seeing it, but...
Here, let me zoom in. Yeah, we can see it from up here, but yeah, he's a entrepreneur who's growing his business.
Oh, that's cool. Graves, huh? Is that a... Sounds Corlean.
Maybe? No, I'm not entirely sure.
Still, cool. All right.
What was he pointing out that said Graves?
When you click on the void glass, like it'll bring up multiple locations, like Arturo Graves stands and a few like Arturo Graves buildings.
Yes. I'm not sure if it's Corlean or not.
Nah, it doesn't matter if he is, right?
Right. We don't know him.
No. I don't. But yeah, as you guys continue to walk around, looking over the Sulane district before moving over to the Seleni district, they'll... Oh, that's really fun. And look at all those ships. As you know, you can see all the Seleni Global and all their boats coming in and out of port for the bay, looking real small. And
yeah, but you can... They wanted to make sure you could see it all from this building.
Yeah, they're looking at expanding a via up north, sending in one of these shipping lanes like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's been in the works for a while, but there's a kind of heritage society that doesn't want to see Corlea get exploited for its lumber and supplies and whatnot.
Yeah, is it a Corlea-based project, or people from over here coming in?
What I hear, it's a Corlean-based project. It's probably only a matter of time until the right hands are paid off and everybody approves.
It's the Amon Shipping Dock at Corlea. We laugh because it's so true. Oh, and there's the Omnimart right down there.
Oh, holy crap. That thing's bigger than the stadium back at home.
Yeah, they sell it all there.
You know, I've always heard of an Omnimart, but wow, it is another thing seeing it.
Yeah, yeah. If you get inside, there's unimaginable aisles and rows of stuff. But, I mean, look around. There's a lot of people to take care of.
Yeah, bringing up the Omnimart in front of the Void Glass, it will pop up with a quick commercial for the Summer Fae food court and shows, you know, pictures of all done like it was like going to the Feywild. Satyrs serving pizzas and people in centaur costumes kind of thing.
Of course, they're all in centaur costumes.
You'll be able to click the X in the corner and get rid of the ad.
Yeah, let's exit that out. But yeah, we can... what's above us in the building?
You'd assume at this point, with how high you're up, there can't be more than maybe two or three floors. Probably maintenance of some sort.
Okay. All right. You wanna head to the office now?
Yeah, that sounds great. He'll point out one last thing as you guys are heading back to the elevator. And now that's impressive. And he'll point at one of the other skyscrapers, quite a bit smaller than Dustblade Tower, of course, but and see that there's a spray paint, kind of like graffiti on the side of it. And that's crazy. Man, those guys get everywhere, right?
Yeah, there's some people that can get pretty high up if they want to.
All right, yeah, let's go check out your office.
Yeah, let's go do that. And
taking the elevator, you can leave your car parked here, and if you want to walk across to the ziggurat, or there are sky bridges that you can take that go directly from Dustblade that you can walk across to meet up into the middle lobby on the ziggurat.
Yeah, let's walk across the sky bridge. Have you sketched out this yet?
Like me?
Yeah.
Like, drawn it? No. But from up here, I mean, you can see effectively like a lot of the higher up high-end buildings, especially downtown, have pathways between them and have like parks set up so that a lot of the rich folk don't have to go all the way to the ground. You can see drones doing deliveries up here and seeing it all from above. I mean, it's pretty, it's nice, but it's definitely a little odd knowing that, you know, hundreds of feet below, everybody's still working and doing stuff at street level. But
okay. Oh, like Matilda's place was up higher like this.
Correct. Yeah.
So yeah, we'll definitely take one of the sky paths and head over to the office.
Yeah, he does that thing where, you know, the anytime you've been on like a big bridge that you've never been on before, that like, oh, you know, he stays very much in the middle.
Yeah.
But, you know, as he scoots close to an edge and, oh man, it'd be great to have one of these over the Vastwood. You can see so much stuff. It'd be so cool.
Yeah, that'd be a way to get around easier.
Yeah, but I mean,
where's the fun?
We could never build something like this back home between the earthquakes that have been kicking up recently, the Star Children. It doesn't sound safe.
Star Children would definitely be a problem, but there's been earthquakes?
Yeah. Some of the last few jobs I got was just we've been getting a lot of earthquakes and reports from Sandus that they're coming from the Vastwood, and Avio had some damage. Nothing big, nobody hurt.
Has anybody been looking into it? What have they found?
I mean, I didn't check too much.
Oh. So, sorry, I went into military mode there for a second.
Hey, anytime you want to come back, you know they'll take you.
I know they will.
But yeah, walking across into the middle part of the ziggurat, you get that cool air as you come into that climate-controlled corporate environment. People moving about, and you can see, finally kind of clicks to your dad when he sees the lower part of your onesie under the hoodie of everybody else wearing them on outfits. Of, oh, okay, yeah, I see it.
Yeah, it's they supply us with everything.
Wow, yeah, take me to your office.
Sure, here, shotgun. Reach behind the desk.
Yeah, he'll wide-eyed and... Wait, do you guys just have guns here?
An armed office is a happy office, apparently.
Wow. I mean, okay.
But yeah, let's...
Doing that, like, still staring at the shotgun there as he's following you and walking, kind of... All right, good to know.
But yeah, let's head to the office.
Yeah, you'll go down a couple floors before you walk into the main office of Amon Requisitions. You'll see Gore at the front, feet up on a desk.
Hey, Gore!
Multiple kind of, what, styrofoam cups at angles spilled over a little bit, laying in the trash as he'll step and, oh, hey, Creek and friend, hey, what's going on, guys?
Well, this is my father, Mesa Creek. Dad, this is Gore. He's, the brains behind everything, basically.
Your son is both modest and correct. How do you do, Mr. Creek? And yeah, they'll shake hands. before you'd start to hear from behind you the stern voice of Creek, aren't you supposed to be... Before he'll stop, seeing Gore shaking hands with Mesa and... Mr. Creek, what are you doing in the office?
Just my dad came to visit. I'm showing him around a little bit. Is it Orion?
Yeah.
This is Orion Storm.
Your dad will give him the look up and down, and Orion will give a look back, and, sir, it's a pleasure to meet you. Your son's a pleasure to have at work, and a very talented individual. There's not a lot we can get done around here without him. Mesa will like, well, anybody who has keys on the team is lucky to have them.
I'll smile and look at Orion. Mouth, thank you.
Orion will give you that slow nod. It's all right. Like, I got you. But please, Mr. Creek, Keegan, enjoy your time in the office. I have a meeting here with Mr. Rayland in just a bit about some allocation of resources, so I will be out of your hair, but please make yourself comfortable and enjoy your time here in Amon, Mr. Creek. And he'll, oh, thanks. All right, bye. Bye, Mr. Storm. Oh, that guy's nice.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, Gore's mouth is like half open, just kind of staring. I'm like, all right. That's cool.
So is anybody else around, Gore?
Oh, like who? Like Sharap? Sharap actually, he got promoted over in accounting.
Really?
They moved him to a different floor. Yeah. He said his talents were wasted here with us.
Okay. Did they just kind of take him, or does Lucius know?
He looks at your dad and looks at you, and like his eyes go back and forth. Well, some communication has been not finalized yet.
Sorry. Okay. That's sorry. I'll follow up with Lucius later about that.
Oh, and Shrop said I could have his room, so don't go in there.
Okay, I won't go in there. Let's come see my office.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gore.
Absolutely. See ya, Creeks. But yeah, as you guys walk back to your office, you'll hear Gore very quickly try to like clean stuff off his desk, kicking it underneath the side that isn't facing the public. As you can hear his kind of stilted, panicked voice. Oh, hey, Chira, how's it going? As she'll pass by and, hey, Gore. Your office as it sits, what, you've got your Murphy bed, you've got the window that looks out on the city.
So yeah, this is my office. I think the Punch Junction armor was in the wrecker still. So yeah, I've just got Amon gear in here.
Your father's impressed. He runs his finger across the placard that has your name on the door and keys. I'm real proud. I'm impressed. Puts his face up to the window and looks down. It's like, you are going places.
Thanks, Pops.
You'd see the memo on your desk, basically asking from the Amon Protectorate Division if you're interested in promotion and upgrading out of requisitions.
Really?
Looks like it's dated about 4 days ago.
We haven't been here in a while. Oh, I'm going to look at that memo for a moment, and I'm going to put it in my pocket.
Okay.
Oh, Ryan said that he's going to a meeting about resource allocations.
Mm-hmm.
And Sharap got moved. Well, this seems like a conversation for Lucius later. So, I don't know if anybody else is in the office, but this is my little slice of heaven.
Yeah, he'll... No, nice desk. What, he'll pick up the phone and kind of put it up like, Mr. Creek speaking. You're so official.
Gore's like, what?
Yeah, Gore. Gore. Yeah, Gore would be like, what? Hello? I mean, you can hear him out in the main conference area. What are you calling me for?
Nothing.
Yeah, you can hear your dad like, sorry, Gore.
This is it.
Yeah, he'd pull out his euro from his pocket and take a few bites, and yeah, you've made yourself quite a home here.
Thank you. Yeah, that was the idea. It's going well. I'm really happy here.
Well, I mean, hey, you know, I don't want to cramp your style, but I mean, is Amon hiring?
Always. Is that something you'd want to do?
I mean, I was a pretty good janitor back in the military. Places need cleaning.
Yeah, let's get through the next couple days of my time off, and we can talk to a couple people if you're serious.
Yeah. Well, I'll think about it.
Yeah. How about we head to the bar now?
Yeah. Let's go grab a drink. You only have a small delay as you're taking the elevator down. It will get stuck around the 20th floor. The alarms will come up and... Material plane breached. Currently detected. Cleansing time, 20 minutes. Please hold.
Ugh.
And you'll hear the klaxons going off some floors above you before, after about 20 minutes, you'll hear probably a little bit of gunfire, some strange screeching, and then material planar breach removed. Enjoy your day. And it'll start going again. And
see, an armed office is a happy office.
I didn't know you could have traffic. Or well, that's weird. Does that happen a lot?
Not a lot, but some. Well, it's not a lot, but it's not unheard of. There's policies for it, so, you know, it's happened enough.
Yeah, he'll nod along and, okay, maybe janitor's not my calling. But yeah, when you get back downstairs, and are you going down or are you going up? You taking the Skybridge back or?
Yeah, we'll take the Skybridge back.
Okay. Yeah, walking back across and heading down Dustblade Tower. You'll see a group of Harmonium monks over by the wrecker handing out pamphlets. Large, physically, yoked dudes of various races, void and human, as they're in their white kind of toga robes with musical notes and bars tattooed on their arms and across their forehead and neck as they're handing out pamphlets to become harmonious. Your dad'll take a pamphlet. Oh, thank you, as they not force it on him, but hand it to him in a way that he can't really get away from it before getting in the car.
Yeah.
But we'll slide in with you and buckle back in. And oh man, he's got Harmonium monks out here too, huh?
Yeah, they're everywhere. Just stick that in the glove box.
Yeah, he'll pop it open and put it on top of the gun.
The gun and next to Lucius's gloves.
Yeah. It's an easy drive at this time of day to go from downtown across back over into the warehouse district. You'll see a few, you assume, gang members. They don't recognize the logo on them as they're currently having a small brawl in an alley as they're beating the heck out of each other. But you'll turn the corner and you'll see Olden's, the motorcycles lined out front. Abel's out there kind of hosing down the front of the building and kind of giving it a nice wash while it's still kind of sunny out. But as the wrecker comes around the corner, they'll wave their android hand and...
I'll wave back.
Greetings, Creek.
How's it going?
Oh, good, good. We're just... Tidying up. It's going to be a big weekend.
Oh, what's going on? I haven't gotten any information. Although my phone's been kind of broken a couple times. And
yeah, you'll probably have to give them your new number.
I've been in Farthen, but yeah, I'll touch base inside and see what's going on.
Farthen? Fancy.
Yeah. This is my dad, by the way. Mason Creek.
Hey, what's up, old Creek?
This is Abel.
Oh, nice to meet you, Abel. They'll wave and go back to spraying down the sidewalk.
Has anything... Oh, for where we're at, we can see Goodberry's, right?
Goodberry's about 3 or 4 streets away.
Oh, that's right. Goodberry's is a few streets away, as is where old headquarters was.
Correct, yeah.
We'll drive by on their way out. Come on in.
Abel would say, well, you know, we're kind of keeping it on the download, but it's Ronnie's birthday.
Oh, today?
No, this weekend.
Oh, this weekend, okay. Ronnie's birthday. I will have to be there for that.
Yeah. No, please. Everyone's invited.
Okay. I'll let Oswald know, too, if he doesn't already know.
Yeah, we sent out a message to everyone. We haven't heard anything back yet, but like I said, if you guys were in Farthen, you may not have gotten the message yet.
Yeah. I got a new number, too. My phone broke, so I'll... Aaron, you want to get that from me?
They'll trade numbers with you and get that, and I'll share it with the group. But yeah, walking into Olden's.
Here's Oswald's new number, too.
Yeah, they'll good
because those were the two phones that got broken by me.
But yeah, walking into Olden's, they have done a fairly good job. It's pretty clean in here. They've got some new lights. You can see Bossers behind the counter there. No sign of a Ronnie, but there's a couple other moon rats. They've got a sweet airbrush painting of a rat howling at the moon.
Awesome.
On the northern wall next to the wall of the dead.
Ah. Oh, yeah. Should go Shirkvon, fix that if we haven't.
Yeah, Shirkvon's bringing in some cases of alcohol from the back, from where kind of like where the loading zone would be, before he'll yell out, Egan!
Shirkvon! How's it going?
Going real sober and lame.
Yes. Is that all?
Nah, we're fine.
How's the new territory?
Good, good. We got the freaking, you know, there's always people kind of trying to mosey in, but Sahagin gang was cruising through here the other day. The Ogre gang has been starting fights nearby. Everything's kind of a big fucking mess right now with the Kabuto Syndicate's paying for trouble. Also, who's that guy?
Sorry. Shirkavon, Mesa Creek, Shirkavon, this is my father.
Shirkavon will sit down a case of probably very bad beer and, oh, father, oh, Papa Creek, hey. Yeah, come grab a seat. I'm done moving stuff anyways, it sucks.
Yeah, so Kabuto's around?
Yeah, before Shirkavon answers, you'll see Bossar kind of roll his eyes and will grab that case and then head back to start grabbing more. But Shirkavon will grab, look around for a drink nearby and... Yeah, anyways. Yeah, you know, the Kabuto Syndicate, a lot of the gangs have been getting messages and a few of the clubs have been reached out with enticing offers, paid opportunities to create some chaos and stuff. I know the Bodax took him up on it. They've been running rampant downtown. He'll slick back his, lizard folk kind of spined frill that goes up. He'll kind of slick it back before it pops back into place. And But you guys told us not to mess with them, so we're trying not to get involved. We're holding on to our territory, though. We caught one of those old blink dogs. Came about, had to give him a good beating to send him on his way.
I didn't know if there was any of them left.
Yeah, there's always a couple assholes. But yeah.
Let me know if you need anything.
Yeah, right now we're good. We've almost got good berries all fixed and back up and running, and that seems pretty cool.
That's great.
Old Man Creek, what do you drink? And he'll be like, there's a salt beer I normally have back in Corlea, and he'll... Don't have that. You're going to drink this. and he'll put down like a shot of Corlean whiskey and some golden water and cheap, easy, and it flows quick.
Yep.
But yeah, your dad'll kind of enjoy just kind of hanging out with you, right? He's listening to you and Shirkavon kind of talk. He's listening to stories. Shirkavon will definitely take advantage of this. Like, oh man, so this lady came into our bar, right? Whipping around this crazy thing. and everybody on that wall, those are all old members. Well, except for that guy. Supposedly he died, but he's back.
Yeah,
he's okay.
Let me fix that.
And yeah, Mesa would. Oh, that's a lot of. Seems pretty dangerous, Keegan.
It's dangerous work retrieving, and then being a part of this club is. I mean, gotta keep our territory and do what we do best. Keeps me active.
Yeah, I guess you gotta have hobbies in your old age, right?
I'm not that old, Dad. Yeah, I'll have a couple drinks too.
But yeah, Shirkavon will keep the drinks flowing, and after he's had enough of his own drinks, he'll definitely. Well, of course, we're not going to charge you, Mesa. We don't charge our members' parents. That'd be crazy.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and Mesa will be like, well, as long as you don't mind, and I'll take a double.
Oh, yeah, I'll wave over Bosser for a double.
After, a few hours, Ronnie will get back, and hi, Keegan.
Hey, Ron.
Shirkavon, are you already drunk? Shirk, oh my god, did you unload all the rest of the stuff? And he'll be like, oh god damn it, sorry, forgot.
Sorry, it's my fault.
And Shirkavon leave the table, and Arani would, no, it's fine. It's, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing? How's it going here? This, by the way, this is my dad, Mesa. This is Arani.
They'll nod. And Keegan, if you and Oswald could find out what's going on, your information was right, that Kabuto stuff was pretty sus. We're hearing they're bringing in kind of specialized mercenaries, so I'm worried there's something bigger happening and that the gangs are basically running cover for it.
That would make sense. Yeah, there's... they may be having a bit of a tiff with Amon.
Her eyes will go a little bit wide at that, and she'll kind of brush her curly red hair out of her face and tiff with Amon. It's like having a tiff with a semi-truck. Like, what if... Okay. Well, you clearly know what's happening, I guess. Is it something that we need to be aware of?
Probably. Depending on how the Kabuto Syndicate plans to deal with it, what has Amon been doing? There's a corporate war going on.
Oh, okay. All right. If this is house war shit, then hopefully it doesn't spill down onto us too much.
Yeah, I think this far out, you should be okay for the majority of it. But if they're using gangs to... a smokescreen to bring in something else. I should let Lucius know about that.
Anyway, I'll let you and your dad enjoy yourselves. Maybe I'll see you at my surprise party this weekend.
I will do a big fake wink. say, I have no idea what you're talking about. But let me know if you need anything.
Will do. Enjoy. And thanks. She'll head upstairs.
There's always something going on, isn't there?
yeah, you're dead. Finishing this beer, and you're in the big city, right? Like, this is where everything's happening.
Yep. Yeah. So.
Yeah. he'll get that awkward kind of like, you said you were gonna show me where you worked.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The fun is running out. Let's walk over to Goodberry's and where the old headquarters used to be. That way we can get something to eat, sober up a bit.
Yeah, sounds good. You guys will walk out and head down the street, taking that familiar turn. You'll see that they have it posted up down there, the Punch Junction Nemesis advertisement.
Yeah, it wrecks your taste buds.
You'll turn, and Goodberry's is still open, and the building is looking a bit better. It looks like they've done some construction on it, repairing it. You can still see that there's the couple chairs up top there, and your dad, after a couple cups before you go in, will stop and have a cigarette before going into Goodberry's. But Karashi will... Hey!
Hey, Crunchy.
Good evening, Creek.
How's it going?
All is good. We're all doing good here. And Sabrina will... Oh, hey, guys. Glad.
Hey, Sabrina.
Yeah, take a seat anywhere. We're closing up here soon.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize it was as late as it is.
It's getting quiet. It's been a slow day, so we're going to shut it down. But we can stay open for one more. Grill top's still hot.
If you don't mind. I don't want to put you out.
Yeah, Karashi, I'll look to both of you, and I feel like some fried steaks.
Yes, please.
Two fried steaks, and he'll start heading back. You and your dad will take a seat, and you know so many people here. And that's where you used to work, and he'll point across the street. And...
Yeah, that's where I used to work. It's turning into a, what did that guy say, coffee house?
a bar.
Yeah, a coffee house. Some guy's coming in to... Bought the land already. He's making a bar there. Wish him luck. It's a nice little area. I mean, he's got the moon rats helping keep things up in the area now, too. They've been doing a lot of cleanup effort.
Oh, that's cool. That's real neat.
Yeah.
But yeah, the food will arrive quickly, and Sabrina will definitely check in, see how you're doing, and see, shake hands with your dad. And
yeah, do introductions all around.
Yeah, they'll definitely do the tell some stories of, first I met this guy, he was living in his car.
Yep, I was parked at the end of the block for like a week.
Your dad will chuckle and he's like, "Well, yeah, that's kind of what I meant when they said they took my apartment. It got repoed."
I'm familiar with that.
When the Corleone fried steaks show up, he bites into it, there's definitely that look, that smile on his face. As this tastes like home.
Yeah,
this is amazing, Karashi.
The best cook I've met over here.
Once you guys are done, they won't close out or push you guys out. So whenever you're ready to leave, is when they'll close up.
Yeah, but I'll thank them profusely and give an extra large tip.
Yeah, appreciate it. It was good meeting you, Mr. Creek. Karashi, I'll see you guys out of the door and lock up.
It was good seeing you guys. If you need anything, let me know.
He'll wave his mechanical arm and, we're good. We're good.
I'm glad to hear it.
You're standing outside early evening. In the distance, you hear some gunfire, a few muffled either explosions or hedron vehicles crashing into each other. You can see your father tries to stop you for a moment, but then he was like, never mind, lights a cigarette.
Hey, Pops, you heard anything from Mom?
What, he'll get that, that long look in his eye and kind of get sad. And no, they never got back to me when I was asking about it, about what happened. But, you know... I know it hasn't been easy. The accident took your mother was just that, right? A chance accident. And I don't think I handled it well. And I'm not just saying this because I'm drunk. I just, you know, I kept trying to take chances, have chance give me something back. You know, the universe owes me. It owes us, right? But I guess that's not quite how it works, is it? I mean, shit, I was sitting there and I won over and over again. And even when I was winning, I kept thinking, I can buy Keegan a house now, I can get him a new vehicle, we can get a place we can go live over in God's face. But I didn't walk away. Even when I was all the way back up with everything there, I stayed until I lost it all again. So I guess I'm saying thanks, Keys. You didn't have to get me out of there. And I guess I have to accept the losses and start over. But, you know... I'm pretty lucky, I guess, that I'm here now because of you. And he'll look awkward, and maybe we should get another drink.
Can I roll sense motive on that?
Yeah.
I want to see if he knows more than I think he knows about how he got out of there. Well, that's a 5, so, you know.
Yeah, he'll light that cigarette, and, you know, is there a... I should probably get some sleep. I've had a long flight. It's been a big day. You know a place to crash around here?
Yeah. If you want, we can probably set you up a room at Olden's. They've got some space upstairs. At least they did. Otherwise, you can come back to the office with me. Got the pullout.
Oh, I don't want to bother your friends or your work. I'd feel bad. You've done a lot. You've done a lot for me, Keys.
Well, it's not always easy, you know.
If you take him back to Olden's, he won't put up a fight. Like, he'll crash there.
Yeah, let's take him back to Olden's and put him there.
By the time you guys walk back to Olden's, with a belly full of Corleone fried steak and booze, a few cigarettes deep, there's the barely attempts to be like, oh, no, I couldn't, before Shirkavon would show him to one of the extra rooms, and he would go to bed.
Thank you, Shirkavon.
Hey, no problem. Shot for the road?
Yeah, why not?
All right, cool. And we will we'll end it there.
Where Keegan wakes up in jail on a DUI. That was fun and awkward. I liked it.
Thanks for listening. Like, rate, review, subscribe, you know, all the stuff. It helps get us out there and whatnot. Our intro and outro are Monolithic by Nihilor. You also heard Cyber Kong by Mood Mode, Big City Dreams by Moses Harris Jr., The Kench Mukeju and Neon City, and then Make Some Malco with corporate background for presentations. All right. Hope you're doing well out there. There's a lot of crazy stuff happening. Okay. Bye.